working with the video people can be difficult. Your collaborators might be complaining about it. You might just be difficult to work with. I actually don't think that's the problem. Working with video is inherently different than other mediums, and today we're going to talk about that on today's video production tip in Video Production Daily. Video doesn't happen in a silo. If you're part of a marketing team or a media team or a training team, if you are the video girl in your company, you're probably finding yourself collaborating with a lot of other people. And it is true, we need their help. We need help of designers, we need help of writers, and all of the other people that are working on the campaigns and initiatives that we're working on. And I found that sometimes video can get a bad rap, but it doesn't have to. With the right communication, telling people why video is different, people that work in video can properly advocate for themselves and help people understand why video is different. I think a lot of times folks assume that people work in video just have a creative ego, they don't want to take feedback, they want to pursue whatever their vision was, but I find that that's kind of true of all artists. You're going to find the same thing of graphic designers and other creative professionals. So what makes video different? When you think about the phases of a video project, you're usually talking about pre-production, production, and post-production. These are all opportunities for collaboration. And the problem usually is that video is getting feedback at the wrong stage in the project. And oftentimes, it's the right feedback just at the wrong time. And it's difficult in a world where everybody is working pretty agilely these days. A lot of the business communication is happening in Messenger, in Slack. People are throwing messages back and forth and they're changing things on the fly. We know how difficult that can be when it comes to video. When you get going on a project, you outline the deliverables that you're going to create and the learning objectives that might be part of that. Not just the objectives, but also the emotion that you want your audience to feel. And you get a plan for what the video is going to be. Hopefully it's something that you and your stakeholders are excited about. And then you go into production mode. We all know how much work this can be. You've got to set up, you've got to shoot, and depending on the scale of your production, this could mean coordinating a whole lot of time and people and their diverse skill sets to make something really beautiful. And then once you've collected your assets from your day of production, you've got to take those things into post-production and organize them into something that can be useful. And this is when our friends that work in the business or other folks that we're collaborating with are often getting the most involved. They want to see it. They're excited about the video. And so they lay their eyes on it and, surprise, they have feedback. Even just within post-production, there are multiple phases where people could be submitting feedback. I know there are different post-production workflows, but the ones that I've generally used go something like this. An editor gets the project and they start working towards picture lock. Once you obtain picture lock, it's off to color to get color correction done and off to audio to get some kind of an audio lock and then get the color and the audio re-embedded back into the video and get post-production complete. And then you have a video that you're ready to ship. Well, the problem is if somebody comes in while you're working on the audio and they give feedback to the edit, you've got to erase all the work that you've done back to that stage in the process. So where people are generally very used to working in an agile project management method, when you're working with video, you're often stuck with a waterfall type production flow where things move from one step to another. That's why pre-production is so critical, that you're getting the right feedback in pre-production to make sure you're making the video that people are anticipating that you're going to make and that they're bought off on all of the concepts, on all of the jokes, on all of the elements that are going to happen in production and make up your video after post-production. Because as you know, it's very difficult to go back and recreate something that happened on a shoot when you had an airplane sitting in a hangar and 14 people on the crew. You can't just turn the switch and change the words that came out of the talent's mouth. There's no silver bullet for overcoming this. I think the agile workforce is going to continue for as long as I can see. I believe the waterfall project management workflow is probably mostly dead. But to some extent, video has to hold on to it because of the linear workflow that you're stuck with in pre-production, production, and post-production. So it's really critical that you learn to communicate this with your stakeholders. Letting people know when you expect to get feedback is really important. You should let people know the kind of feedback you need and when you need it and what happens if you don't have it when you move on to the next stage of the project. Eliminate all ambiguity about how difficult it is to go back and reshoot or re-script something once you get into post-production. And the one thing I've become more and more convinced of the longer I work in this industry is that people do not have an imagination. You can tell people what you're going to do, you can show them a storyboard, but they have a really difficult time understanding what it is you're going to do. So make sure you have a lot of empathy for your customers, the people you're creating video for, that you really understand what their needs are and that you're going to solve it with your video. Because to some extent, they're taking it on faith and they're trusting you, and you need to deliver that. So just realize, working in video is different. It's a different project management workflow. There are different requirements for doing it really well. It's not as agile as other media forms or a lot of the work that's happening today. And that's okay, but you've got to be a communicator. Do everything that you can to eliminate people's need to use their imaginations and give them something concrete. Now go make some amazing video. Thanks for listening to Video Production Daily. My goal is to release a tip twice a week that'll help your productions improve. I'm going to stick to this twice a week cadence for now until I can spend more time on the writing and development of each episode. I think that they should get better before they get more frequent. Thank you for your time. Anchor.fm/video production. Leave me a voicemail. Give me your thoughts. Ask a question. I look forward to responding to them. We'll see you on the next one.